Friday the 30th of May, Mem LaOmer, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel, Perspectives on Parshas Bamidbar.
Exactly 7 years ago, Parshas Bamidbar, I was in Gibraltar. And usually the Rav there says a Devar Torah between Mincha and Maariv. The Rav wasn't there, so he asked me to deputize. So I asked him the following question. If the Torah has a list of things, does the Torah start from the top with the biggest and go down, or does it start at the bottom and go up? And I told him, don't answer, because whatever you say, I'll say you're wrong. Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe, the Midbar Sinai, the Oihel Moed. Now what's bigger, the Midbar Sinai or the Oihel Moed? Well, you know, Midbar Sinai is thousands of square miles. Oihel Moed was a very small building, 30 amos by 10. Be'echod l'chodesh hasheni, the first day of the second month, Hashanah hasheni is the second year, the Tzeisam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Now, what's bigger, a day or a month? What's bigger, a month or a year? Be'echod is the first day, l'chodesh is bigger, and Hashanah is even bigger. So there's a stira minei obey in this posuk. That's why I told him, whatever you say, I'll say you're wrong. What is the answer? So the Ora Chaim HaKadosh, the second half is Daska. The Torah starts at the bottom and works upward. And that is exactly what the first half of the posuk is telling us. Of course, if you take a tape measure and start measuring the size of the Mishkan and the size of Midbar, you know what's bigger. But the Torah's attitude is always what is the spiritual value, not the material and physical. We're talking about spiritual values. Now, what is the spiritual value of Midbar Sinai? Next to nothing. Possibly nothing. What is the spiritual value of the Oil Moed? The Oil Moed, Hashoah, Hashchino, Ishmin Hashomayim. Nothing like it on earth. So therefore, when we talk about spiritual values, the Midbar Sinai is next to nothing, or nothing, and the Oil Moed is fantastic. I said, the same applies here. The Iberian Peninsula might be about 500,000 square miles. I haven't measured it. But unfortunately, since the Girush Sephorad, the spiritual value of the Iberian Peninsula is very tiny. Oba Gibraltar, it's only a tiny speck on the map. I think it's 2 miles by three. That might be an exaggeration. And the Kedusha, the Haknosos Orchim, Limud HaTorah, Jewish schools, and the Kolel, and the Dafa Yomi before Shachas, and about 3 million. The Kedusha. So therefore, Gibraltar, tiny dot on the map, is far, far greater than the rest of the Iberian Peninsula. That's why they asked me to come back. Now, in chapter Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Torah tells us that after having counted the 12 Shvatim and not the Levi, Moshe was instructed to count the Levi. And it says, Kili kol dechoyer v'yoyim ha'koysi kol dechoyer v'eretz Mitzrayim. Because the day I smote all the firstborn in Eretz Mitzrayim, from that time, Kili kol dechoyer, every dechoyer is mine. Hikdashti li kol dechoyer v'yisrael me'odom ad v'heimah. I was mekadosh every firstborn, odom v'heim liyu ani Hashem. Now, everybody knows today that the Kedushas HaBechoyer is toiler on Peter Rechem. And if a man's first child is not Peter Rechem, then there is no Kedushas Bechoyer. Let's see, marries a woman who's married before. And the other way round, there's a man in Rav in this community, I remember attending his second Pidyon Habet. His first wife died, he married, although he had half a dozen children from his first wife, but his boy had a Kedushas Peter Rechem. To get a little bit way off the subject, I'm asked every year when it comes to Talmud Bechorim on Erev Pesach, what is the din of a child born by cesarean section? Does he have to pass as a Bechor or not? So the Poskim say, no, he doesn't have to. Why not? Because a child born by cesarean section has no dinim of Bechor whatsoever. He doesn't get a Tishnayim in his father's estate, because it has to be Bechor Asher Teilei, and he doesn't have a Pidyon Aben because he's not a Peter Rechem. So what status does he enjoy? Nothing. So he's not a Bechor for any halachic aspect. Yeah, he's a Bechor vis-a-vis facts, but he's not a Bechor in halacha, so why should he come? Anyway, there are others who disagree, but one thing is crystal clear, that to have Kedushas Bechor, you've got to be a Peter Rechem. Now, the Gemara in Bov Metzia seems to say quite differently. On Kamach Aleph Omud Beis, well said. The Gemara says like this: Omar Robert, Lomali the Kos of Rachmoni Yitzir from Tzayim Beritis. Why does the Torah have to mention Yitzir from Tzayim when it comes to the prohibition of ribbis? Yitzir Mitzrayim Gabit Tzitzis, Yitzir Mitzrayim Vemishkoilos, also when the Torah says you must have honest weights. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Hu Shevchanti Vemitzrayim, I am the one who saw the difference in Mitzrayim, Bein Tipo Shel Bechayel, the Tipo Sheini Shel Bechayel. That means like this: the Egyptian women were not very morally inclined, and as Rashi tells us in Chumash, that you could have a woman with five children eat the bechor of his father. So only the Rabbein Shom could be mavchin bein tifer shel bechor le tifer shein bechor, and he shall also lift up mimi se toilet moise ve nochi omal ve oisam v'yisrael b'ribbis. Now, if you come to me for a loan, and I say, I am a devout Jew, I wouldn't dream of taking a penny of ribbis from you, but the money I have in my wallet is the money belonging to a nochi. I'm just his agent, and I'm going to charge you ribbis because it goes to the nochi. I'll get my commission from the nochi, not from you. Now, can anybody tell me, if I take a £50 note out of my wallet, can you tell me, is it my money, or is it the money the boy I'm telling you about? You can't tell. Impossible. Ah, the Rabban Shom can. So therefore, since it's impossible for any human to determine the ownership of this £50 note, only Rabban Shom, so therefore with the ribbis, where it depends on who owns it, and nobody can tell, so Ani Hashem. Listen, you can fool everybody in this room, but you can't fool the Rabban Shom. The same applies with tzitzis. There is genuine tzachelis, and there's fake tzachelis. Now, there's nothing, you cannot tell the difference, impossible for any human to tell the difference between the genuine and the fake. So because people will be tempted to cheat, Ani Hashem, Ani Yushet Chanti. So what is this Gemara telling us? That in Mitzrayim, the Bechor of the father died. Kodesh Baruch Hu decided, I know who the Bechor is. Woman can have five children, they're all going to die because each one of the Bechor is his father. Sometimes one die because they're not the Bechor. Who can tell? The Rabbi Shalom will die. So the Haflo asked the Kasha, why is it, if the Rabbi Shalom says I was Makadish every Bechor, because the Yom HaKosi called Bechor? Actually, they asked the Kasha, it was at night, not by day, but you know the word Yom means a period of 24 hours, but the Medrash says that that night of Makas Bechoros, as some never said, in Mitzrayim, it was light all day and all night. And they say that vis-a-vis the Rashi says, Shemolu Ba'isa Halaila. Those who had Mimadim Molu Ba'isa Halaila. You can't have Mila Balaila to say it. Anyway, let's stick to the point. So the path of the Haflor is clear. In the Mitzrayim, even the Bechoy Mitzad Ovid died, where and it could spoke his Dashi called Bechoy, etc. Hakosi called Bechoy. So why is it that only the Peter Rechem today has Kedusha? Every Bechoy should have Kedusha. The floor says the following answer. In the Haggadah of Pesach, the Baal Haggadah says clearly, who was responsible for Matzah B'chayos? Ani Hashem, Ani B'lai Sarif, Ani Menachah, only the Bein Shalom. Fine, Azoy Shtey? Yeah. What does the Baal Haggadah do with the Pasuk about the Mashkes? Loyetan is HaMashkes Lovel B'teishah. They can finish with the Mashkes. So the answer, of course, is as we just said. There are two types of Bechoyr. The Bechoyr is a Peter Rechem. Anybody can know. If you live next door to this lady who just got married, you know who is her Bechoyr. Big deal. But Bechoyr Mitzad Obid, we just learned, the Gemara. No, the Revolution can tell. So the Pshat is like this. There was a Makis Bechoyres in Mitzrayim. And the Mashchis, the destroying angel, he knows what the next door neighbor knows. So he destroyed every Peter Rechem in Mitzrayim. But the Ribbono of Shalom knows who's a Bechoy Mitzad Ovid. So therefore, Ani Veloy Sorof, Ani Veloy Malach. The Malachim can't do this, only the Ribbono of Shalom can. Now, so the Baal HaGadol is referring to the Bechoy Mitzad Ovid. And Bloyit na Hamashches Lovel Beteichem is Bechoyer Mitzad Ein. Now, Ribbono Shel Olam is the great Mavchin. He knows the difference between this and that. The Sotan Hamashches, there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, that Samach Omer Aleph, right at the bottom, where the Gemara says, the Mashches Einoi Mavchin Bein Tzadik Varosha. He, when he's given a carte blanche, one. Tzadik, Rosha, you're all for the chop. So Mamela Kumto Sazai. The real mess of Makkos, of the night of Makkos Bechoyres, was only for the Bechoyr Mitzad Kohen. Because the Mashkos, he doesn't want to know Mitzri, Yehudi, your blood, Mishblood. I've got a carte blanche, I'm going to kill every Bechoyer. So the boy said, not so fast, Mr. Mashkes. You must jump over those houses where there's blood painted on the inside of the doorposts. So that was a mess. The mess was that the Mashkes was an Einoi Mashkin Ben Tzadik L'Rosha. That night, he had to watch his P's and Q's. Where there was dam, no Hashchoser. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, isn't it a great mess that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mavchin Ben Tzadik L'Rosha? Nonsense. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows everything, there's no problem. So therefore, says the Haflor, the real mess was only the Gavra Peter Rechem. Because the Mashkes was given the go ahead, kill every Peter Rechem amongst the Mitzvim. And the Mashkes, as the Gemara tells us, Eina Mavchin Ben Tzadik L'Rosha. The fact that the Yidden were saying, but the Bechor Mitzad Ovid was saying the Ribbono Shel Olam. Is it a big deal for the Ribbono Shel Olam to be mavchin between this man and that man? No. So the internet of the Makkos Bechoyres was only the Bechoyres Mitzad Ovid, the Peter Rechem. And that's why it's actually called Peter Rechem. But the people who were Bechor Mitzad Ovid, and they were destroyed, the Mitzvah were destroyed by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Yidden didn't destroy the Yidden, it was for Nesses though. That's double portion annoyed by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So since it wasn't a mess, the Bechoyer Mitzad Ovid did not get any Kedusha. Now I am I'm sure I'm not the only one, a great fan of the Meshecha. And some of his ideas are absolutely fantastic. Now I'm playing a game with myself. Choose which Shtikl Meshe Chochma is the best in Kol HaTorah Kula. Well, the boys, I'm only joking. I know Maven in these things. But there is a Meshe Chochma in this week's Seder which I consider fantastic. In this week's Seder, we learn about a swap. The Bechayre Yisrael swapped their Kedusha with the Levites, one per one. But there were 273 Bechayre Yisrael who couldn't swap over with a lady because they exhausted the number. The Levites were 23,000. The Bechayre Yisrael were 23,273. So these 273 have to be poured like we today, 5 shkol. And as we do today, the money went to Koyanim. That time there were 3 Koyanim, Aaron, Elazar, and Isop. And the Torah tells us, give that money to the 3 Koyanim. And the lesson of the pasuk, I think, is Lokasto Chameshes Chameshes Shkolim Nogolis Veshet Lakodesh Tikoch Esrim Geiro Hashekel Venosato Kesef L'Aron Elvomot. Now the way side, I am asking you a simple question. How do you understand this pasuk? Venosato Kesef L'Aron Elvomot. How do you understand it? I'll tell you how I understand it. I understand it that you give one third to each of the 3 Koyanim. That's how I understand it. Chazal would say no. Give half to Aaron and a quarter to each of his 2 sons. Now, where do Chazal get this from? It's not the pshat in the pasuk. Where do they get it? Look, the Meshe Chochma and this phrase, Eschem Geiro Hashokel, comes quite often in the Torah. But there are places where it doesn't come. For example, in last week's Sedra, Parshas Eichin, there's 5, there's 15, there's 30, there's 50, there's 60. There are different amount of shkolim when the person says Erki Olai or Erech Ploini Olai. It doesn't say anything about Esrim Geiro Hashokel. But then why other places, some places it says and some places it does not. So what is the key? Says on Meshe Chochma, it's very simple. Where we are talking about whole shkolim, who cares how many Geiro? What's the difference? A shekel is a shekel. How many geiro? What am I not giving it? If I'm talking about fractions, then I have to know how many geiro do I have to give. So therefore, when the Torah says give a matzah hashekel, every year you have to know how many geiro do I have to give. So it says esrim geiro. Where there are other fractions, for example, when you are poida a soda. If a person is Makdish HaSodah and he's poida it, there it comes to fractions. Because you pay 50 for 49 years, so there's a fraction, so you have to know how many days. So now, that is why, in case you're interested, you can make a pidyon haben with 2 koyanim. Give each one 2.5 shekel. Why? Because there it says Esrim Geiro. If you'd have to give 5 shkolim in one go, it wouldn't say Esrim Geiro. But because you can take 10 koyanim and give them each half a shekel for a pidyon haben, so it says Esrim Geiro a shekel. Now here. 5, what's 5 times 273? Have you got a calculator here? 1,300 and and 65. Yes? That's it from there. Chamisha v'shishim u'shloish meis v'elef. That's right. Start at the bottom. 5 and 60, 300 and 1,000. Now, Rabbi Isaac, 1,365. Is that number divisible by 3 or not? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It is divisible by 3. Oy vazoi, if the pshat la'aron ulvono is 1/3 each, the Torah wouldn't have to say how many gerot to the shekel. L'man afkemin, I'll give everybody 455 shekel, done. But since the Torah here says etzem gerot shekel, so we must be talking about fractions. Ah, from that Chazal worked out, you have to divide it by 4. Now if you divide 1, 3, 6, 5 by 4, you get a fraction. That's why it says etzem gerot shekel. So it says Aaron of Omer. So therefore, Chazal worked out. That's right. So divide it by 2. Aaron gets 2, and the son gets 1 each. Because if you give them 1 each, it does, you get a full number. You wouldn't get a fraction. You only get a fraction if you divide it by 4. You can divide it by 2, but it's no good. Divide it by 2, you also get a fraction, but it's no good because there are 3 people here.
I get more.
He's the father twice. Well, now, you'll find out tomorrow whether your Baal Kaida is an excellent Baal Kaida or he isn't. It says in chapter Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Ve'eila Shemais B'nei Aaron Havachayir Nadav Va'aviyu Elazar V'Somar. Now, Ve'eila Shemais B'nei Aaron Havachayir Nadav. That's how one might read it. That's quite right, Nadav V'Chayir. But no, there is a psik between the word Havachayir and the word Nadav. So the Baal Kaida, the Elish Moshne Aaron Habachayr, Nodav. So the Bachayr is Aaron, not Nodav. The Alpha Kasha Midian was older, that doesn't matter. Here, the Bachayr means the older one, not necessary. So Habachayr is Aaron Habachayr, and then Nodav, says the Balaturim. Why? Because, as we said before, it's all right being a Bechayr, but did Nodav have any dinim of Bechayr? No, he didn't. He died before his father, and it says he didn't have any children. Now that's a big nafgemina, because if he would have had children and died before his father, he'd have an inner Bechayr. His children would take a pishnayim. The halach is very clear that if you have a man and 2 sons, a bechayr and a poshut, when the man dies, the bechayr takes pishnayim. But if the bechayr has already died, but he leaves a daughter, this daughter gets a pishnayim. She gets twice as much as each and one of her uncles. That's the deal. But if the bechayr dies before his father, ubonim lo hoyu lohem, that's it.
Girls don't get anything.
I tell you, she gets pishnayim. Girls don't get anything. You're quite, if they have brothers. But this girl has no brothers. She's the only daughter of her late deceased father. That's all right. Anybody can make a mistake. I'm referring to myself. The Chassam Sofer says, you know why the Torah stresses Uvonim Lo Yehod Yelohem? Because sometimes the Rebbein Shem spares the life of people who are chayim nisa in order they should be able to give achinuch to their children. So that is what the Torah says. Had they had children, they would have been spared, although the chayim nisa, eish dara, but who's going to be mechanech the children? The Rebbein Shem hot chachmonet and keeps them alive in spite of being chayim nisa. They should be mechanech the children, but they didn't get married, they had no children, so mamela. We are living in an unusual year. I've been told by Mavinim that this Mashiach doesn't come, we're not going to have a year like this for the next 45. What is? It's a year of Shabbat at a Pesach, a leap year, and the Yom Tov of Shavuos after Sedra Nosoi has been read. Very unusual. In a normal leap year, then it's as a non-leap year, where the Chag HaShavuos is in between Shabbosos, Bamidbar, and Nosoi. But because this is a very unusual, it's a double chosar. This leap year is a double chosar, because Maheshvan and Kislev are both 29 days. Anyway, I'm not an expert in these matters. But one thing you'll all agree with me is that in a normal year, the Chag HaShavuos comes between Sedras, Bamidbar, and Nosoi. Question is this. The Gemara says the Siddush in Megillah that you want to read the Klolos of the Chukosai before Yom Tov. So we're going to listen to Surah Sadin. We read an extra Sedra. My high. The answer might lie in a piece of Yalkut Shemoyim in this week's Sidra. The Yalkut Shemoyim, I know there are different Midrashim, so do you, but I'm just telling you what the Yalkut Shemoyim says. It says that at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, the Ummah Soilom came to complain to Rebbein Shem, what about us? Why are you giving the Torah only to me? What about us? So the Shmuel said, yeah, okay, you can also have it. On one condition. Heviu li sefer yichutzecha. I need your birth certificate. Why you shialdu al mishva choysom leveis avoysom, it says in this week's Sedra, every yid knew exactly who his father was. They have birth certificates. Not forged. Over the Ummah Soilam, ask them, are you sure the man who your mother is living with is your father? How can you tell? This is foolish. So, by Yisrael Ramishka Chayson, that was the Tanai for Kabbalah Satan. So therefore, the Chachomim who arranged these things, they wanted to stress, why were we Zoycher of Kabbalah Satan and not the Nochin? By Yisrael Ramishka Chayson Abbas HaLayson. That's the test we passed and they failed. How many times in the Torah does the Torah promise us nisim geluyim? How many are there? What we read last in the Snati Gishmeichem, Be'itam, and all these things, they're all nature. Don't say anything about supernatural. I'll tell you, I think there are three. One is Tzaras. That's quite supernatural. People don't get marks on the skins for speaking Lashon Hara. But today, you know, there are a lot of unfortunately. So, v'lo yachmedish es aslecho ba'aloischo. Another next goal. Can you imagine today, Eretz Yisrael, all the soldiers leaving their border posts? Chas v'shol nishmol. Oh, but v'lo yachmedish es aslecho ba'aloischo. The biggest of all is the soita in next week's Sedra. Imagine a drop of water, some ink, earth, and boom! Not only does the soitor die, but the correspondent, the noyef, also dies. He might be 1,000 miles away, and suddenly, whoosh! Explosion in the middle of the street, and he's a goner. Is that not the Nesgolim? Why does the Torah promise us Nesgolim? Vayishyaldu al mishvechosam. This is the key to the existence of Klal Yisrael, morality. And in order to deter people from immoral acts, the Torah said they're going to be nisim geluyim. You will pay for this act with your life. That is a deterrent. And that is why the Zman Matan Pariseinu comes between these two sedra. They both stress the same thing, the morality of Klal Yisrael.